Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Scheduling your baby shower on the same day as Super Bowl Sunday. I'm a little upset that anyone thinks this is anything but completely sensible.
Well, I'm with you on this one, Corey.
Thank you to goodness. Unfortunately, not everyone is, including our fearless leader, 98 PXY legend Mike Danger.
Yeah.
Who has thrown a conspiracy theory into having our baby shower on Super Bowl Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And his conspiracy theory is that I sent him an invite to it knowing he wouldn't be able to show up.
Well, I mean, you didn't invite him to your engagement party, and I think he's still, you know, sour
salty
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think his judgment's clouded because of that.
Maybe.
And that's what this all stems from.
I think he's a little bitter.
Because here's the thing. Let me explain further, because I think people might be getting the wrong idea when we say baby shower on Super Bowl Sunday.
Uh-huh.
It is not your traditional baby shower.
No.
Where it's women only. It is what's known as a Jack and Jill baby shower.
Never heard of that.
Which Whitney is so convinced that
never heard of it.
Is not a thing. That is absolutely a thing.
Jack and Jill
it
baby
means,
shower.
It just means men and women are both invited.
Just say that. Just say men and women.
I don't know.
Girls.
I didn't make it up. That's what
all
it's
right,
called.
All right.
Can we get some confirmation, by the way? PXY same text line.
Don't waste your time.
Have you heard of Jack and Jill baby showers, or am I just making this up?
It doesn't
Whitney,
matter.
I'm not that creative.
I had never heard of it before. It's fine, though. It's fine.
So how we want the reason we're doing this on Super Bowl Sunday all stems because we don't want to do a traditional baby shower.
Good. And I applaud you for that.
Yeah.
As somebody, look, I don't like traditional baby showers. They're just not for me. Like, I'll go because I have to, but, you know, playing the dirty diaper game and, like, watching...
None of that, no.
Watching somebody open, you know, 57 gifts over the course of 2 hours and pretend to be, like, in awe and all of all...
Right.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No. And St. Courtney hates doing that, by the way. She doesn't like to open up gifts in front of anyone. It makes her feel uncomfortable.
It's torture. It is actual torture. It took my one friend 2.5 hours to open all
God.
Of her presents.
That does sound like torture.
And you feel like, it feels like a hostage situation. Like, bring in the negotiators. But also, I'm someone who couldn't care less about sports.
Mm-hmm.
If I tried, I could not care less about sports. So for me, this is a great idea because now I have something to do on that day.
Sure, it's just a Sunday for you.
That doesn't involve the Super Bowl. I can get away from the Super Bowl stuff.
I mean, not really, because it's essentially going to be a Super Bowl
party.
Yeah,
but I'll leave before that. starts at 4, ends at 6.
That's the other caveat here, because look, I understand that people have their traditions. Maybe you go to the same person's house. Maybe you throw a party every single year. That's why we're doing it earlier on in the afternoon. So you don't have to stay for the game.
It's not that early.
But you can. I mean,
you're doing it at 4.
Look,
so.
In all honesty, if you're throwing your own party, you're probably not going to be able to make it.
Is that what 98PXY legend Mike Danger is doing?
Yeah.
He's throwing a party?
Yeah.
Interesting. Wasn't invited to
neither,
that.
Neither was I, by the
way. Wasn't invited. Wow. How the tables have turned.
But I love this idea because, look, I'll be honest. I've never been to a baby shower in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But from everything that I've ever heard, they suck. They're
awful.
The worst. It sounds terrible. I mean, you just outlined some of the big reasons why.
Yeah.
So that's why we were like, why not just throw a Super Bowl party and just have people bring baby gifts? And to counteract Mike Danger's point of I did this on purpose so that he wouldn't come to the party.
Yeah.
Listen, the last thing I'm trying to do is persuade anyone from coming to this party because we need a lot of baby stuff. We need a lot of baby gifts.
Oh, now I'm going to lean towards Savage. I think I'm switching. I'm flip-flopping now. Ugh.
But it's what it's all
is
about.
Is this completely gift motivated for you?
Not completely.
God.
I mean, it's also party motivated.
What a leech. You are such a leech.
Okay.
I'm going to Photoshop your head onto a leech's body.
This is stemming
post
in,
a photo.
This is stemming into Whitney's just hatred of registries
in
general.
Yeah, don't get me started on the gluttony. I mean, what do two people with good incomes, nice house, cars, everything, why do you need my money? Why do you need my help?
Do you know how expensive babies are?
Well, you entered into this contract.
Yeah, but it's someday.
Babyhood, fatherhood.
But someday you'll have a child, maybe.
Yeah, and I'll pay for it. Okay. Myself.
Oh, I'm going to, hold on. Actually, I'm going to say that. Mark that down.
Save that soundbite.
Yes. No one ever give Whitney any gifts for any wedding gifts.
No. Anybody I gave a gift to definitely has to give me one. Just, I mean, that's just fair.
That's how it works out. Yeah.
But no, but I think that having this baby shower that, you know, will then kind of bleed into the Super Bowl.
Sure.
I think
more people should do this. And obviously, it's all going to come down to timing. Yours might not line up with the Super Bowl, but yeah. There's always something. A St. Patrick's Day party.
Right.
Memorial Day weekend. I mean, there's a ton of stuff you can do.
Not to mention, you're also weeding out the people who don't care that much about you. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, I'm just being honest.
Because they have their more important plans?
I'm just being honest. Yeah. If you would rather watch a football game or go to a Super Bowl party elsewhere, like whatever, then come to your baby shower, those people don't matter. And you know what? I hope that, you know, the other people that are like, you know, in this competition to be like the best man for you, and I'm gonna be there proving my loyalty.
There's not a competition.
Well, there is. You just don't know about
there
it.
There is.
You don't know about oh, it. God. Yes, your friend Joe and I have a boxing match set scheduled.
I feel like you might be at a disadvantage. My friend Joe is 6'4".
Well,
He may have a bit of a reach advantage against you.
I am coming to this party to prove my loyalty.
This is why you're coming. Purely selfish reasons.
I'm driving to Canandaigua on a Sunday afternoon for you. A day that I would otherwise be watching Netflix and just hunkering down.
Hunkering down.
I'm coming out to Canandaigua to show my support and loyalty.
Jump in. 222-9800 or the Club PXY safe text line at 69822. Throwing your Jack and Jill baby shower on Super Bowl Sunday. Is it savage or is it sensible? You can vote on Facebook now.
And would you go? Would you go to the baby shower?
A lot of texts coming through. Club PXY safe text line at 69822. Every time I see one that says savage, I just kind of like got a little twitch.
Oh, well, you like this one.
Yeah.
Jack and Jill is a thing.
It is a thing. Thank you.
Your party is sensible.
Okay.
And Whitney has my vote to be your best woman.
No, we're not voting on this.
Well,
it's not,
we should.
It's not what this is all about.
Gonna put a poll up.
Let's grab this call. 222-9800. Sean from Farmington. Savage or sensible to throw a Jack and Jill, mind you, baby shower on Super Bowl
Most
Sunday.
Most savage thing you could ever do.
Why? I don't understand. We're essentially throwing a Super Bowl party where we just give you the registry and you come and bring a baby gift.
So here's where I'd be more savage. I'd show up, say I'm sick, and then leave and go to a real Super Bowl party.
What do you mean a real Super Bowl party?
The savagery.
What are you talking about? It's going to be real. So we're going to start.
I understand, but it's not real.
We're
going to have pizza and wings and buffalo chicken dip. I mean,
how much beer?
There's going to be a bunch of beer. It's going to be a lot of beer. I mean,
is the beer going to be in baby bottles?
You for putting it on Super Bowl Sunday.
But here's the thing: we're going to do. You can do the squares for the game,
squares?
And then the squares. Whitney just knows nothing about sports. She has no idea what this means. Mm. But we're going to do squares for the baby too, as far as like the you know when they show up. Come on!
I'm going to Mike Danger's.
Oh my god!
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Sean, thank you for calling.
Have a good one.
Bye.
You too.
I don't mean that. I'm in a fight with Sean right now. We're not on speaking terms.
Well, yeah.
Makes me upset.
This one, I like this comment from Shelly on Facebook. Mm-hmm. This year, it's sensible because the Patriots are playing.
That's true.
I mean, it is. It's kind of like, it's not as interesting. It's like, oh, it's the Patriots again. Right,
same
cool.
old team.
Cool.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, not as interesting. How is that possible for you? You had literally zero interest.
It's like gone into the negatives now. I mean, now we're below zero interest.
It's actually shocking to
negative
me. You even know one of the teams that's playing.
Yeah, the Rams. And the Patriots.
Look at that. Wow. Just in the know.
Yeah, I know.
You saw that on Twitter,
I did. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the Facebook poll.
I'm actually sad for once, Corey. Mm-hmm. I actually do feel bad for you. I'm not happy to report the results today.
Yeah.
64% of the votes say that throwing your baby shower, even if it is Jack and Jill.
That's not what it says.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
That's not what the poll says.
Is.
Here's the thing, though. You need to put that in the poll. It's a very specific thing that we needed to add. And
details.
Judging on the comments of the people of me explaining it, I'm going to say this is sensible. Because this is my damn baby shower. This is our baby shower, and it's going to be great. And screw you guys and think it's savage.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.